Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Drake turns the drama with him, J. Cole, and Kendrick Lamar up a notch. Will Taylor Swift have to learn Spanish for a new collab as Sabrina Carpenter thanks her and her boyfriend may be getting a new job? We got a friend on top of the Billboard Hot 100 and he pops in to talk to us. And we rewind back to Women in Music to hang backstage with Luisa Sonza and Tim. Welcome back to Billboard News. I'm Tetris Kelly. It's Monday, March 25th, and it's a whole new week of news. But this first story is the latest in a long-lasting feud.
I got my fucking head up high, my back straight, I'm 10 fucking toes down.
Drake seems to address Kendrick Lamar, continuing the long-standing feud.
It's not a nigga on this earth that can ever fuck with me in my life.
Drake had this to say at his recent concert, and the internet is assuming he's talking about Kendrick Lamar in the viral video.
We fuck sneak this in first person shooter. I hope they came with three switches.
On Friday, Kendrick called out Drake and J. Cole on Future and Metro Boomin's new track Like That.
Fuck the big three, nigga, it's just big me, nigga, boom.
That's Kendrick Lamar addressing Drake and J. Cole's song First Person Shooter.
Love when they argue the hardest MC. Is it K-Dot, is it Aubrey or me? We the big three like we started a league.
Where J. Cole tried to claim the three rappers are the best in the game. But this beef is over a decade old. Back in 2013, Kendrick had this to say on Big Sean's Control.
I got love for you all, but I'm trying to murder you niggas. Trying to make sure your core fans never heard of you niggas.
Back then, Drake told Billboard, it just sounded like an ambitious thought to me. That's all it was. I know good and well that Kendrick's not murdering me at all in any platform. So when that day presents itself, I guess we can revisit the topic. Well, it looks like we've come full circle, Drake.
It's not a nigga on this earth that can ever fuck with me in my life.
So I was just talking about feuds, but now we gotta talk about collabs. Taylor Swift is always in high demand. Here's three things going on with the megastar. It turns out Taylor Swift isn't just a fan of Shakira, as we saw back at the VMAs, but Shakira is a fan too. In a recent press conference, she revealed that Taylor Swift was an artist she'd love to collab with. Fans are losing it, and all I can say is soy yo. Hola, soy el problema, soy yo. And she went across seas with Sabrina Carpenter, who just posted the utmost gratitude saying, and the most thank yous I've ever thank you to Taylor. I feel so lucky to witness the magic that is you and this tour. There is truly no one like you and there never will be. I love you with all my heart and I will cherish this Tabrina era and all the eras till the end of time. Tabrina forever. And Travis Kelce and Tay were spotted in Malibu at Nobu over the weekend, but did they discuss his new job? Variety reports he's in talks to host a reboot of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader for Amazon Prime. But instead of regulars, Trav's version would have celebrity contestants. I am here for this. He's such a ham, and we would just need to have Tay do an episode. It wouldn't be Monday if we didn't run down the charts.
With a new track from Cardi B and a battle between two Warner Brothers, will anybody be able to unseat Ariana's latest number one?
Last time I talked to you, you're at number 8 on the Hot 100, and now number 4.
Look at us, we're going all the way.
This is the Billboard Hot 100 Top 10 for the week dated March 30th. Taylor Swift dances back into the top 10. Cardi B's Enough debuts at number 9.
If you scared, then just say that whole enough is enough.
Greedy stays at 8.
So love yourself, baby, don't get greedy.
Zach and Casey glide up to 7.
I remember everything.
Beyonce is holding them at number 6.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold 'em.
Ye and Ty Dolla Sign drop a spot to 5. Lovin' on Me is up to 4.
But you can whip your lovin' on me, baby.
As Ariana Grande falls to number 3.
We can't be friends.
Beautiful Things is in at 2.
These beautiful things that I've got, please stay.
And grabbing his first Billboard Hot 100 number 1 is Teddy Swims with Lose Control.
I felt like when we recorded it, when we first wrote it, I felt like, oh, this is gonna change my life. Like, you just had that feeling, you know?
From topping the Hot 100 to calling into our show, what's up, Teddy Swims?
Man, I'll tell you exactly what's going on right now. We're celebrating, and look at this. I know you're somewhere else, so I got 2 shots of tequila.
Oh,
I'm gonna take both of them, but one of them's for you, and then one's for me. But we're gonna celebrate this together, but you're not here, so I'm gonna take both of these, if that's okay with you.
You got to, man. That's amazing.
I wasn't playing around about this concept. My boy Tent's on the line. I got 2 shots ready for us to go, and it's only 1 o'clock, but it's 5 somewhere, ain't it? Damn it. Come on, let's go, baby.
Hell yeah, man. Tell me how the day has been since you got the news. I know it's got to be incredible.
Dude, it's going great, man. I'm so excited, and we're flying into Las Vegas for our show tomorrow. So, you know, I'm going to get there tonight, and we're going to go up. My whole family's coming out, and we're celebrating. We've been just manifesting this. So I was like, man, everybody need to come out to Vegas because we're going up, baby, you know. And so I'm excited. And we're here in Arizona right now doing a bunch of radio promo because we're working on the next one too, baby. The work don't stop, you know. Job don't stop, and neither does the drinking. You know what I mean? We're celebrating, but we're working.
That's what I'm talking about, man. And as special as I want to feel, I know I couldn't have been the first person that you call. So tell me, when you got the news, who was the first call? What's the first call you made?
I called my beautiful mother this morning at about 8:30. She landed in Vegas last night, probably went out and party, but I was like, hey, Mom, what are you doing? And she said, nothing. I said, you're asleep, ain't she? She's like, no, baby, I'm just laying here. I said, girl, we did it, baby. I'm ready to get this damn promo done so we can get over there and celebrate, man.
And I remember when we sat on the couch and you were saying that you knew when you wrote this song that it felt special, that it was gonna change your life. And obviously it has, but it changed your fans' lives. They're the one that's got it here. What do you wanna say to them?
Ma'am, thank you. Oh my God, this is, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I feel like I was gonna be so depressed if we peaked at number 2, and I wanted the whole thing so I'm so grateful for everybody that's been by me and stuck by me since I came out of, which I was so scared that I was never gonna get out of cover. So to this point, to my own song being number 1, I couldn't be more grateful. To you, who's just been right here with me, being my friend, you know, I just can't believe all the people. I feel like so protected. I feel like God's favorite kid right now, and I am so, so truly, so, so freaking grateful. I cannot say it enough how loved and appreciated and justified I feel. It feels so good.
You gotta stop, Teddy. You're gonna make me cry, man. Well, I'm so proud of you. We're so happy, and thank you for taking the time to call in the Billboard.
Man, I love you so much, Ted. Thank you for caring about me.
Congrats.
Advice, like, be chill. Just, like, do your work and keep working. And do therapy. A lot. And, well, you didn't give up, so good job, girl.
Hi, I'm Thames, and here are 5 things you don't know about my music. Number 1 is almost all my music is freestyles. It all came from freestyles. It's just me freestyling the whole way through. Number 2 is that I have cried while making some of the songs because they were very personal to me. I think maybe that was too personal. But yeah, it's true. My favorite city to perform. Right now I don't have a favorite city to perform. I really want to perform in Paris. I think that might be life-changing. So I have a song called Free Mind. And when I was making that song, there's a sample in the beginning that is like, it sounds like a howl. A lot of people don't know that I sang it into my laptop. I didn't have a mic when I made that song. So I put my laptop speaker to my mouth and I sang the song, the sample in. What inspires me most is the season I'm in life, coupled with like music that I've heard, people that I love, Frank Ocean, Asha, Sade. Those are the people that inspire me and help me in my process.
That's it for today. Make sure you come back tomorrow for all your music news.